Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Couples TV Show with Greg and Sharon Clark. You have made a great choice. Now sit back, take notes, and expect your relationship to transform today. Now join me in welcoming your hosts, Greg and Sharon Clark.
Well, welcome, 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 welcome. We're so very happy that you've taken the time to join us here on the Couples TV Show on the Bridal Tribe Network. Of course, this is your main man, Gregory Clark Sr., having an excellent day today. And without further ado, I present to some and introduce to others my partner, Cheryl Clark.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us on our Monday edition of the Couples TV Show. We look forward to speaking and sharing with you today.
And it's interesting, then, you have the ability to call in at 347-996-3160. Again, that telephone number is 347-996-3160. And we're going to have a very spirited conversation because today's topic is about miscommunication, the silent killer. And the reason why it's a silent killer is because there's so many ways that things can get misconstrued in the communicative processes. And sometimes it could be based on what is being said, and sometimes it could be based on what is understood. So before we jump into this particular heated topic, you definitely could follow us as we are still preparing our way for the GregandCherylClark.com website to be online fully. You can definitely follow us on Facebook.com/GregandCherylClark, or if you're already on Facebook, you can just type in Gregory and Cheryl Clark. Our faces will pop up and you can like the page. And also, the Couples TV Show, this particular show, has a page dedicated to itself as well. So if you're on Facebook, just type in the Couples TV Show and you will be able to follow it and to follow some of our exploits therein. So, miscommunication, the silent killer. And I'll just read a small little diatribe of what I shared or what we share. And basically, miscommunication is a silent killer that can destroy situations without much fanfare. When you make an assumption or misappropriate the meanings of a discussion, you can do more harm than good. And one of the things is that, you know, even in the process of being in business, or it could be your personal relationship, there are times where what you say to each other can leave definitive marks, even though the other individual may not understand the mark that it leaves. And so at times that can create that inference for miscommunication to become more resonant. Or at times, if it's dealt with quickly, then that head cannot grow any bigger. Do you have anything to add to that, Cheryl, before we go any further?
No, you can go ahead into the topic.
So basically, one of the points that I'm going to share today, and it's very simple, I'm only responsible for what I say, not for what you understand. And seeing one of the tenets of miscommunication is just that simple thought. At times, a person can present their case or being in a heated debate or in a heated discussion and just say something that's completely on topic, but depends on the receptiveness of it or what is understood of what is being said, then all of a sudden the conversation or the situation can turn left, right, go up, go down, go every which way. And then it becomes now you're trying to retract something that doesn't really need to be retracted, but you're trying to base it upon someone's understanding or how they receive things. So at times miscommunication and can infiltrate itself to become that silent killer because you're expressing a particular thought or a particular situation, and at times it can get misconstrued, or sometimes the worst case scenario, it becomes assumed upon. And once it gets assumed upon, then people start making asses out of themselves because based upon their own particular understanding or their own particular feedback or upbringing or whatever it is that wants to be said within the case. So when you look at miscommunication sometimes is as bad as it is to say negative words to each other, but at times miscommunication can take negative words and then becomes a situation where someone wants to use it as a concrete stance, and once that stance becomes more concrete, then it becomes more and more harder to break or chisel down the situation that was created. Do you have anything to add to to that, Cheryl?
Well, I think also with being a miscommunication comes in a factor of, especially when it's becoming between a man and a wife or in a marriage, if we're talking about that now, I think it's all about when you're coming together, miscommunication happens a lot when there is a lot of ego still present and when the other person is so deeming to be right. And that what usually happens when it's miscommunication. And it's a power struggle, basically, is what miscommunication is boils down to, and either judging or blaming another. And in being a working in the clinician area, we start to have something called conflict resolution, where there can be communication, but there's different communication styles for each particular relationship. And I think once that is learned, miscommunications, the incidence of miscommunications will lessen, right?
Okay. And one of the things that comes into play is that miscommunication can also be a byproduct of what it is within the person as themselves. As Cheryl just stated, sometimes ego can get in the way. Sometimes you can make a statement within a discussion that becomes kind of warped, but then that warped statement becomes a concrete fact because of an individual's own inert feeling.
What does that mean? I don't understand. What does that mean?
Well, like, say if someone forgets something, but you're called a liar for forgetting, that becomes a situation where that becomes a level of miscommunication, because that at its own testament doesn't make any sense, or for most individuals would not make any sense, because one of the contexts of us being humans is that, you know, we're all forgetful regardless of how smart we are or whatever the case.
Absolutely.
But at times when statements are made,
mm-hmm.
or thoughts are conveyed,
mm-hmm.
it becomes more concrete fact. And, you know, just like you stated, ego gets involved.
Mm-hmm.
It could be on either side of the aisle.
Absolutely.
And you hear stuff that can create levels of miscommunication, excuse me, and create, almost a blockage. It becomes something that at times should be addressed, but just as you stated, ego gets involved, and sometimes that blockage can't be represented or fixed because it becomes a stated fact or a matter of fact, because that's just how it is. So when it becomes at that particular level, then one of two things can happen in the communication process. Either you can keep trying to, you know, butt your head against it and keep, you know, cracking your head against the wall until you bleed, or you have to understand that sometimes you just have to just pull back and just absorb what it is that you're hearing and attempt to navigate the situation as best as possible in a peaceful manner. Because even with miscommunication should not lead to other levels or other things jumping into play. And that's why I said it's a silent killer, because at times miscommunication can lead to, you know, different mishaps or mishappenings occurring that can move physical or even worse, even more psychological or more mental.
Well, absolutely, and I believe that when someone has a miscommunication in the aspect of when there's a disagreement or whatever coming between a husband and a wife, what happens is that someone may trigger something in that other person. And the issue really isn't about what the person said. It's about what the person is really dealing with coming into that argument, which happens when that person says something, it fuels something within that other person. And that is what happens within a relationship. We come into a relationship with stuff and things. And then when the other person says something to the other person that triggers something in the other person, now they have an ability to respond in kind with that other person and fuel the fire. Or they can take that and say, you know what, that makes me angry when you say that. Now, we have a responsibility for ourselves, but not for the other person. And in a relationship, and especially when we're talking about a marriage, in order for it to work, you have to start to understand it's really not about ourselves. You are self-sacrificing. You have to sacrifice the self for the we. And sometimes we have to worry about loving the other person is not to say, you know, am I really doing this to hurt you? And did I hurt you? And it's at the point that you intended to hurt someone, the person can say, you hurt me by saying that. But if you're not a person to say when something is hurting or something triggered something in you, and then you have to also look in the mirror, why is his or her words triggering that in me? So therefore, we have to make sure that we're double-checking ourselves. Because an argument or a miscommunication usually happens, first we have to start looking within ourselves before we can start to push out on everybody else about what's going on. Because like you said, if someone calls someone a liar, why are you getting upset? Why are they calling you a liar?
No.
Why is that person said they lied or whatever the case may be?
That scenario of the context of the words, not just about calling someone a liar.
No, you said someone. You said someone that calls someone a liar.
Context of what was stated was that someone forgot something and in turn was called a liar.
Okay.
In that context, those...
Well, we don't know the whole story. Was that the whole story? Was that it, that the person just...
Those parameters do not make any sense, because if you, as an individual, regardless of your clinician, teacher, whatever...
Wait. You say that the parameters don't make sense? The parameters don't make sense?
If you're stating a thought, and regardless of someone forgets something...
Uh-huh.
Misconstruing, it's not being hurtful. The person forgot something. It could have been anything.
Okay, what are we talking about here? Is it something that happened? Do you have a scenario that happened? What happened?
Maybe you have the scenario.
No, I don't. You said that someone forgot something,
and they were stated to them as a matter of fact that they are a liar because they forgot what was stated or they misrepresented. No, that was the other part of it. Oh, that it was being a misrepresentation because you forgot and you put something with something else, so you're a liar. That's
okay.
The context of what
I don't know the full story, so I guess we can just move on. I guess they just had a miscommunication about someone calling them a liar, and you should
sometimes get involved because, you know, it's easy to say that, you know, it's easy to move on because, you know, now I guess ego is not really at play here because now since we're not getting the alleged full context, I gave a good.
I didn't get it, so I just think we should move on to the fact of what was the next.
This goes back to the first thought that I said. I'm only responsible for what I say,
absolutely,
not for what you understand. And sometimes the understanding can misrepresent itself in a way that takes conversations or discussions or just a heated back and forth into someplace else. So as Cheryl was leading to, you know, in the marriage, there are times where miscommunication happens a lot, as they say, you know. Women think in a particular...
Absolutely, because like we have a little miscommunication here because I don't understand the full story of what happened.
And
we're just probably going to move on to the next one. So
men have...
Absolutely.
Thinking as well.
Absolutely. And to avoid that and to avoid miscommunication, sometimes it's good to have the full story when someone is dealing with an issue, so that way it won't be misunderstood. That way you're making sure that you have the person's full attention before you even have a discussion. And the person has a full knowing of what happened, because when you have an argument or anything that happens, you should understand going on. Doesn't mean you know, you don't want anything to be guessing. You don't want to guess about what's happening and what's going on.
Error was a guess?
No, I didn't really get the full story. I didn't get the full story.
You don't want anyone to be considered a liar here.
What are you talking about, Greg?
I'm just asking. I'm just saying in the full scenario of time. You know, because usually if someone forgets things and it's reinterpreted as them lying, then... You know, then things of that vernacular becomes conference. But as my wife stated, we should move forward. And one of the things that if you definitely saw some of the posts that we put up earlier today, I put up a quick cartoon And it was a funny cartoon that deals with miscommunications, male and female. And it simply states, my words came out fine. They were processed incorrectly by your brain. Now, in that cartoon, both individuals are screaming the exact same thing. So it's not something to say that, oh, the male character is saying it or the female character is saying it. Both characters are saying it. And that's where sometimes miscommunication can come in different forms and in different aspects of our lives. But that cartoon to me was very profound because it shows that it's not necessarily a female thing. It's not necessarily a male thing. So at times when we are in the process of communicating, regardless of it's nonverbal, verbal, and at times what can be more of a detriment, your intrapersonal relationships, because your intrapersonal communication is going to give away to your outward person communication and how you're going to respectfully either debate or not debate or just be concretely in your thoughts or whatever. But though that cartoon about stating about my words came out fine, but they were processed incorrectly by your brain, goes to the testament and the paramountness of why miscommunication occurs. Do you have anything to add, Cheryl?
No. Not right now. Thank you.
No, this is the Couples TV Show. There's people who like to hear you. And, of course, you can give us a call at 347-996-3160 as we hear Cheryl's rebuttal.
I don't really have a rebuttal. I just think that miscommunication happens when the spouses don't see eye to eye. And I believe that every couple has to learn their style of communication. And once that is learned, then it can be followed and it can be respected. But however, when you can't respect the bounds of the communication within the marriage, then that's when it starts to go away. And just ways to just strengthen the relationship happens over time. But I also believe that when you have things coming into a relationship that you have not dealt with, it is really going to affect the relationship and the communication at hand. Correct?
Okay? Everything in communication, based on what you just stated, hopefully I'm going to paraphrase it as close to possible as possible, is that miscommunication happens because of the individual's stance of what they're coming in. The miscommunication doesn't occur with what is being said at that particular point. I just want to understand if that's what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that we all come
in, like you're saying,
we all come in with things to a relationship, regardless, good or bad or indifferent. We all come in a relationship.
Does that affect communication going forward, or does that affect a particular situation at hand? That's what I'm saying.
It encompasses it all. It encompasses all. Because if someone says something that triggers something in that person that happened to them 2 years prior and they haven't gotten fully over it, things will attach itself to that, and then it will be jumping over and not dealing with something that happened right then and right there. It could be about picking up socks off the floor. However, if someone says somebody is dirty, nasty, or disgusting, or whatever the case may be, what happens is if that person is still dealing with things that from the past, or whatever the case may be, it can turn into something that has nothing to do with the socks being picked up off the floor. It has something to do with issues from the past. Now, if we do not take the time to really do an inner work, it will affect our relationship at hand. That is what I'm saying.
So you're still stating that basically miscommunication occurs due to the past things that are being brought into a present situation, not the present situation as it is.
It can affect that.
So basically from what you're saying is that means, like, say if a man says, oh, you're not really the best cook. You really don't cook, but you're not really the best cook. And you see a person that's starting to cook, and, you know, and that person's cooking and is making an attempt or whatever, and they particularly cook whatever it is. And at the, it may not be the best. It may not have been the best at that particular time. So the individual who cooks can go, can revert back to the past. So miscommunication will happen because that person has the right to go back to the past and deal with the situation, whatever it said. It could have been years ago, 10 years ago, like if we're dealing with a married couple. So you're saying that, like, if a man tells, since I need to fulfill and give a full spectrum of an example in the context. So you're saying a man tells his wife X amount of years ago, you know, you're not really the best cook. You really don't cook. But now the wife decides that, you know, she's going to make conscious effort to cook now, or, you know, be to prepare more meals. And that same person prepares a meal that is not necessarily the greatest in the world. And the person, and the male turns around, doesn't really disparages the wife or the female, but just expresses like, you know, it was okay, or, you know, didn't jump like up through the roof for everything. So you're saying that the wife or the person in the relationship, the female in the relationship, has a right to go back to what the male said a couple of years ago, because that's going to influence the miscommunication of now.
No, that's not what I said. I didn't say that someone has a right to do that. I said that if something was not worked out prior,
and who?
In the, what the individual, both male or female in this relationship, if something wasn't worked out prior, if you're still holding on things prior, things that have happened or things that were said, if she was still holding on to, she wasn't a greatest cook in the world, whatever the case may be or whatever he said, if she was still holding on to that and he knew about that, then what he could have did, because it's not about him, it's about her, because appreciating her. It's about appreciating her. She said, but I'm going to make an effort. Let me finish. Let me finish.
You started going on a tangent about not being appreciative.
Okay. Let me finish. So what I'm saying is that for a relationship, in order for a relationship to roll, in order for a relationship to happen, in order for a relationship to be, you know, very much so have less miscommunications in it, what has to happen is more appreciation for each other. And in that scenario, you started off by saying that in the beginning, he said, you know, you really don't cook as much anymore. And the woman, the wife, this is the husband and wife, the wife said, you know, she started to cook. And she cooked the dinner, and it wasn't the greatest. However, he said to her, oh, it was all right. However, what I'm saying is, if he knew and he had a conversation that this was an issue for her, and I'm just assuming that it was an issue for her, don't know if it was, I'm assuming that it was an issue for her that he said this. So with her being having that said and he knowing this, what could have been said to lessen the miscommunication, he didn't say that he did not like it, but it wasn't about that. It was about what she was carrying still upon her about what he said in the past. He never said that he didn't like it, but she didn't do the inner work to say, you know something, I need to get over that. Because it's something that I have to deal with. He did not say that he didn't like my meal. He didn't say that. But people tend to carry things over in a relationship and do not hear their appreciation. Yeah, he didn't say he didn't like it. We just said it was all right. But what he could have done, and this is what we're here to teach you guys to do, and we were learning too continuously to say to her is to encourage her to, you know, this is something, you know, this was all right. This was good. This was pretty good. It just probably needed a little more salt, but other than that, it was really good. Thank you. Actually, thank you for cooking, because I really missed your cooking. Because that's something that you're showing, that the husband is showing. I appreciate you for taking this time out to cook. I acknowledge you for even acknowledging the fact that I even said that I miss your cooking. So the point is about she's appreciating him by saying, hearing him, by even going in the kitchen to cook more, and then he is appreciating her for the meal. Thank you, honey. Thank you so much. Thank you for that meal. That, you know, it just needed a little more salt, but other than that, it was great. And I miss your cooking. Point blank, it's about appreciating each other in a relationship. She or he may not be the best cook. He or she may not be the best plumber. But we are with that person for a reason. And it may not be for their cooking. It may not be for their repair, you know, job or whatever they can do. But what it is that we're there to appreciate them. And the more appreciation and love that we show towards our spouse, the less miscommunication will happen, because we have to get more involved in being in that relationship and be present to understand that there's ways to overcome miscommunication. It's ways to overcome that. And it's about learning the style of our communication with our spouse. Right?
Now, when you're saying about style, so basically, in order to be effective, so you're saying in order for miscommunication not to occur in the scenario that I just gave, that means the male was supposed to understand the communicative style of his wife, not to be expressive, not to express himself in a negative fashion. And I just want to go through this since I'm not the clinician. I just want to understand it from just understand the words that you're sharing. So in some ways, from what you just stated, that male who did not put down his wife in reference to her cooking, but at the same time was being open enough to be expressive to his woman, was still, how's the best way to say, he was still a contributor to the miscommunication of something that happened in the past that's dealing with a present situation?
Yes, because he still hasn't gotten her way of communicating, and she hasn't gotten his way of communicating. That's the point. They're both are miscommunicating on each other, and it's not. And once you learn how to communicate with how the other person sees, because the point is, his point is, what she needs to say, stop. I need you to say, I loved your cooking. That's what needed to happen. Because we're not open enough to say that. And the point is that sometimes certain things don't need to be said. A lot of times, because you feel a way,
Stop. You said certain things don't need to be said. In that scenario, let's focus on the scenario.
Yes.
What was said that was wrong?
Did you hear what I said that he could have said? Did you hear what I said before?
In the context of
that's what I said before.
What did he do wrong?
You know, I didn't say what he did wrong. I said what he could have said better. What he could have said better was, thank you, honey, like I said earlier. I said, thank you, honey, and I appreciate you for the dinner, but it could have just used a little more salt. That's it. That's what I said he could have said. Because the point is, he already on a, it's already on a fine line, because he told her that he wanted her cooking more. So if he wants her cooking more, and then he's going to say something that he could say something more on for her to encourage her to cook more. That's just like with any child. If you want if we want somebody to do something, we should encourage people. We should encourage you, just like you on the football field. Somebody's not going to do something if you tell them that they're a horrible thrower, they're this and they're that, and they're just, you know, some people are go by encouraging. And in a relationship, and especially in a marriage, in order to stay motivated in a relationship, in order to be a part of that relationship, you have to stay motivated with your spouse and understand that spouse, how he or she operates. If she says a word that's going to trigger something, like, listen, that is something I don't like. And you have to be open enough to say that to that person, because, you know, all I could have just said was sometimes, or for thinking of it, like you said earlier, that we think differently. And that's why I'm giving you my point of view, is that all she wanted was a hug and a thank you and an appreciation during that time, because she hurt him when he said, I wanted your cooking. You haven't been cooking that much. And that is the point. The point is that you have to consider the spouse's needs first before saying something that will leave a mark, like you said in the beginning. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm still, okay. As I said, and this is a good topic because this is giving a great stimulative conversation. But what I'm still asking, which I still have not heard yet, is where is it that needed to have been said differently if the words that were said to the individual was encouraging?
Now we feel that it was encouraging.
It wasn't encouraging.
It was encouraging. This is what he said. He said, it's okay. It was okay. It was okay. And look at the way you said it. It's okay. Someone slaves. Okay, I'm just saying. If I slaved in the kitchen, I know Sundays. I slave in the kitchen.
Hey.
That's what I do. On Sunday, I go in the kitchen. And let me tell you this. Because certain things, especially when there's somebody doesn't like to do something. Let me just say that. When someone doesn't like to do something.
Doesn't like to cook?
When someone doesn't like to cook, absolutely. When someone doesn't like to cook and they feel like they are slaving in the kitchen, absolutely. They need to be appreciated.
Okay.
Because they're coming out of their self. They're coming out of something they don't like to do. When someone is doing something they don't like to do and somebody's doing something for somebody and then somebody says, oh, it's just okay. If you know that you cut up the onions by scratch and you cut up the peppers and you did all this and you made it and then you cut up the chicken because you got to wash it because you got chicken. You got to wash the chicken, skin the kid chicken, and then you have fresh peppers and you have fresh onions and I don't know the meal she cooked or whatever. And it's all cut up and then you put it on the side.
Sounds like an okay cook.
That
sounds like a great cook who usually knows what they're doing and they're not slaving because they're doing it out of love.
But that's not the point, because I said when they're slaving in the kitchen, if I call slaving in the kitchen, it's being in the kitchen for hours. That's not called slaving in the kitchen, being in the kitchen for hours. Do you know what it is to cook a meal? My husband really is not a big cooker. My husband does not really cook. So my point is he really doesn't know. When I say slaving in the kitchen, for me, I'm in the kitchen on Sundays for hours at a time. When we cook a Sunday dinner and usually I have no help in the kitchen, there's hours that I'm in the kitchen cooking. And if someone doesn't come back and say, thank you for that meal, and they've been out all day, and they don't come back and say, thank you so much for that meal, it could be very hurtful. So that's what I'm saying. This may be coming a point when this person is saying this, this particular woman said, you know, about her getting in the kitchen. I'm saying slave in the kitchen because sometimes I'm in the hours for hours, especially on Sunday, cutting up stuff and making sure the sauce is all right and tending to it, doing laundry, doing other stuff at the same time as I'm cooking because as most women we do, we multitask when we are doing stuff like that. But on Sundays is a really big dinner here that we usually have. And a lot of times I am in the kitchen for many hours. So that is something that I have done for my family. Now, I'm not saying that this lady, and I do believe that sometimes I slave in the kitchen for hours. And I'm by myself. So that's why I use the word slave. You may not like that word. You may not know what goes and entails it.
When you slave in the kitchen, so you're saying you have no help. There's no representative help that assists you in the kitchen. It means every single thing that you're doing is by yourself. There's no aspect of help that this person receives or you receive.
And on Sundays? No, I really don't have help on Sunday. I don't think. Most of the time, my husband is upstairs.
We're a parent of six, and we have mainly girls.
What is that supposed to mean?
That they would be assisting you.
We're just going down another road about the girls being in the kitchen and the boys not being in the kitchen. Let me just tell you this.
That's why I'm bringing that up.
Because I can use that word. And that's the word I chose to use.
Right to rebuttal,
and that
I don't believe that you're slaving in the kitchen.
Thank you.
Slaving in the kitchen is something that makes it, it's like amping it up. It becomes a situation where which should not be taken personally, or should not be taken in a negative fashion. That's why it's called debate. That's why it's called back and forth. It's called being respectful enough to respect the fact that someone is in the kitchen. But I have the right to rebuttal to say that I don't believe the terminology of slaving. That's just my personal opinion. And if that's going to create discord or going to create an atmosphere of miscommunication, which technically should not be, because it's not being done in a derogatory sense. And this is why I said miscommunication as the topic of the day is a silent killer. Because even when you're expressing yourself in a standpoint, in a frame of mind, where we're dealing in an intellectual sense, sometimes our emotions can be more of a detriment to us than our intellectual selves. That leads me to something that Osho said. If you suffer, it is because of you. If you feel blissful, it is because of you. Nobody else is responsible. Only you and you alone. You are your hell and your heaven too. Now, people would look at that and be like, oh, my God, why would someone talk about you could be your own hell, or you could be your own heaven, or you could be your own this? In the back and forth that you heard me and Cheryl go through just now, that's where sometimes miscommunication lies. And it's a silent killer, because now it starts festering. It starts going into different aspects and different points, where at times maybe it doesn't need to be shared, but yes, it does need to be shared. It needs to be shared on an intellectual level. It needs to be shared in a level where, as my wife has stated many times, that is a safe zone where a man can express to his woman, a woman should be able to express to her man. Same way if you're in business, the same way you should be able to express to a business associate, you know, certain things that, as long as you're not being derogatory and disrespectful and you're trying to downtrodden someone's spirit or break them in the sense of their character or in their ability, you have the right to express certain things. You know, Tim, you could have did X, Y, and Z. Even goes to a scenario the other day as Cheryl brought up about the football field. We dealt with a situation among us as a staff that doesn't really need to go into commonplace. You know, certain aspects of within the contingent of the staff felt that maybe we should just get rid of this person and this, that, and the third, and whatever the case may be. I just came from the standpoint is I respect that view, but if we're going to really see a situation through and see it to its fruition, then sometimes just going for the juggler doesn't work. Going for the juggler just because you can, or just because you feel that it's inertly your right, it's not cool. It becomes something else. So even when miscommunication happens, and that's why this is a great topic, and for those who are out there who feel a certain way, and I know many women are like my wife, I say, you know, I slave in the kitchen, this, that, that. The only reason why I address the fact of my own personal interaction with my wife about slaving in the kitchen is just I just don't feel that, for me, that terminology, that invokes something, because I understand when I think about our forefathers and like our ancestry, regardless of which island or which part that they decide to drop you off of, that becomes more of a testament. Now, do I see my wife burn in the kitchen, and she'll go in there and she'll knock out a great meal, and the chicken is over here, she's making yellow rice, and she's doing spinach and all this other stuff, and it's a terrific meal? Hell yeah. And she makes a terrific meal. But see, the point of the matter is, in miscommunication, there are times that, as my wife stated, that we can go back and we can say, well, because, like, say, for me, for some people, the word, as me and Cheryl was going back and forth, that word lying could be a trigger word. To me, in the context, when I was sharing the context of what I was talking about, if a person is forgetful, that person can't be a liar.
Those two things don't match. That's like saying any child, as me being a teacher, if I'm going to just throw out the fact that I'm a teacher, if a child comes the next day and doesn't remember, that means that child is a liar? That doesn't make any sense. That to me, that there's no concrete in A and B. Now, if you say you forgot something, says, you know, you're always forgetting stuff because you forgot X, Y, Z yesterday, or you put X with Z and you forgot about Y, okay, you forget. Okay, you're human. You know what I'm saying? You got to try to work on your remembering skills or your skills or whatever it is that you have to do as a mantra to keep abreast of the fact of those things that's going on around you or those things that you're going to interact and share with others. That's understandable. But when you just concretely just call someone a liar because they forgot something, that has nothing to do with the past. We're dealing with the direct situation and the direct issue at hand. If the individual forgot something and then it invokes, and as the scenario said, and you turn around and call that person a liar for being forgetful, then that opens up another can of worms. So that means, if technically speaking, if that other person, who could be very forgetful of many things, has been lying all this time. But to me, that doesn't make any sense. Because I understand the difference, or even in the context of that scenario, that someone being forgetful doesn't make them a liar. Doesn't invoke the fact to say you're lying or you're a liar and become concrete in that. So my wife brought up a big point, and sometimes ego does get into play, where people can share and get to the point where you share and understand situations that come at hand. And sometimes people can handle it directly, and some people can't handle it directly. And that's why it is a silent killer. And miscommunication can hurt, regardless of how we express ourselves, what particular point that we're going to stand in within ourselves, that you're going to be expressive, and it goes both ways. A man should not, and as my wife just stated, a man shouldn't sit there and just downtrodden his wife who's doing something or attempting to be, you know, doing something that's helping the family. That's crazy. That's disrespectful. That means you're not even at least honoring or being respectful of the fact, like, you know, this woman's doing her thing. She's, you know what I'm saying, she's pulling up her weight. She's doing her part. You respect that. But at the same time, with that respect, respect is earned, respect is given. Now, if you're not going to respect the individual because you feel, regardless if it's a past situation, that is allegedly coming into play. But see, that's why I said men and women, we think differently. Because there are most times, and I'm not, and it'll be wrong for me to say, all individuals are different. But the same way someone can feel like I feel, someone can feel like my wife feels. And it could be vice versa. A male can feel like she feels, and a female can feel like I feel. What it is within the paramount of the individual comes to play. But miscommunication, when it comes to words that are being shared at the moment, can be more of a hindrance instead of just saying, you know what, that was a spirited debate. We disagree, but we were civil. There was some level of civility. There was some level of respect there where you could say, you know what, I may not like her viewpoint, or I may be on the opposite end of the debate, but I can respect the fact that she has her own viewpoint. And that's one thing I do respect, especially with my own wife. I don't mind my wife having my own view, because there's many things that we disagree on. That's not that'll never be my issue. We're going to disagree on things to the day we move on to the next step of this journey. That's not the issue. The issues that will come into play, and that can come into play with any relationship, is when miscommunication happens based upon just how we feel we seem to express ourselves. And then, as my wife stated earlier, when ego comes in evolved. Cheryl, can you add something to that, please? Cheryl, waiting for Cheryl. Okay, as we wait for Cheryl to return, we'll go on to another point. But Osho's point is very true. And at times, we sometimes put so much onus on the other person or the other individual that sometimes when you take the time to absorb what is being said, you know, it becomes less about miscommunication, but then you start to understand what a person is actually saying. See, that's why at times, that's why they and it states regardless of whatever the situation is, you never navigate in your emotions, regardless if you're male or female. In a male perspective, it can lash out in a negative way, either via the tongue or physically by your hands or your feet or whatever, which is disgusting. But that's still navigating in your emotions because your woman said something to you, so you felt like you wanted to slap her or hit her or push her or whatever the case may be. You're wrong. Now, on the same standpoint, as people have proven over a millennia, women can say more words than men. So technically, I can't out-talk my wife, and I know I can. But that still doesn't give it the right to share venom. And that goes either way. And that's where miscommunication comes at hand. When venom is being spewed, but it's not being even thought of as venom, it's becoming, oh, that's just a concrete thought, that becomes a serious issue. That becomes a serious problem. And then we can try to be all analytical or intellectual or, you know, try to pontificate on it. But sometimes it has nothing to do with the damn past. Whoa, you said something just now. Let's not try to filter it back and try to say, oh, because of your past dealings with a particular subject, that's the reason why you felt that. No. We're not copping out that easy. I ain't dealing with the past. Or the situation not being dealt with in the past. I'm dealing with what I just heard just now. Like, wait a minute, 1 and 1 is not equaling the 2. 1 and 1 can equal the 2 even when 2 people are debating something or on opposite sides of a spectrum on a particular topic where you can say, you know what, you can have a right winger and a left winger and he's all the way to the right, this one's all the way to the left, but it's somewhere in the middle, they probably never reach the middle. But that person from the left wing can get up and say, you know what, I can shake your hand. You know what I'm saying? We have opposite views. You're not going to turn me as a left winger into a right winger. And you as a right winger, you're not going to become a left winger. But I can shake your hand and say, you know what, you respected your viewpoint. I respected my viewpoint. It is what it is. Me as a particular individual, those are my views. And you can move on. But when we start allowing ego to get into play, as my wife stated earlier, that's where a lot of things start becoming real, you know, fishy. It becomes real, you know, not really as commonplace and as peaceful as it's supposed to be. Because you're going to have arguments. You're going to have disagreements. That's not the issue. Miscommunication is not about having arguments, about someone forgetting to take out the garbage. That's not miscommunication. Or, you know, whatever, you're worried about hairpins or whatever the case may be. All the little minute things that happens during the course of a relationship, that's not miscommunication. You're going to have disagreements. There's no perfect utopia situation. It is what it is. And as my wife stated earlier, when you get together with an individual, you deal with them accordingly, wholeheartedly. Not from a sense of from superiority. Or this one's inferior and you're superior, that's crazy. Because technically, once you become one with someone, you're at the same level. But at times, where miscommunication can come and start wither its ugly head, and that's why it's a silent killer, is that when you start saying things, that becomes that impetus for something. And it's not an impetus going backwards. Because it's easy to say, oh, because I got scarred as a child that I heard something just now and that's what's hurting me now. After a while, you have to remember that after a while, even when you hear people talk about I'm a child of God, after a while, being a child of God, you're supposed to grow up. Because if that was the case, you'd still be 5 years old, 2 years old, 3 years old, one year old in Pampers, still as an embryonic state. You're supposed to grow after a while. where you understand, okay, certain things happened to me in my past. I have the right to go back in that resource and look at it, but I don't have a right to live through it. You don't have a right to live through it. Because a continuous living through a situation that has already occurred is maddening and crazy. Because your neck is always cricked backwards. Instead of understanding that technically we're supposed to be moving forward. But, depending on whatever inner feelings that we have, or how we feel that communication is supposed to be, sometimes that can become part of the miscommunication as well. Because it's not necessarily about going backwards. You can deal with a present state presently without saying, okay, the reason why I feel this way is because of what happened to me in the past. No. Why I feel the way that I feel, regardless of the situation, regardless of the context, is because of what you said just now. How you expressed yourself just now. Not what happened in the past. We're dealing with the now, what you said just now. You said this just now. You said this as a statement, as a definitive statement, just now. It's easy to say, oh, because you have a way and you just have a feeling about this. That means we're not dealing with the now situation. So basically, you express yourself or the person expresses themselves in a standpoint that, well, because you have an issue with a particular subject and you've always had this particular situation, that is the reason why you're acting the way you're acting right now. And I just have the ability to express myself because that was my thought and my viewpoint. And that's where ego comes into play. That's when ego rears its ugly head. And ego can come from both sides, male and female, where we allow the ego to become so ingrained because of whatever our position is, intellectually or none. So miscommunication is something that we pray will not be part of the circumference of the things that will happen in your life, but it's going to happen. But there's ways to not allow miscommunication to become a silent killer. One of the things that you understand is miscommunication becomes a silent killer when you start shutting down. Because then we become more representative and intrapersonal in our own right, in our own fact, in our own feelings, in our own sense of right and wrong. That, all of a sudden, there can never be a legitimate debate. And it's not about legitimizing the situation. What it is to be respectful of one's thoughts is just being respectful overall. Because regardless of if you like my views or not, or if I don't like your views or not, I should still respect you as a person. I should still respect you to understand and to feel that, you know, before I do say anything, regardless if I'm in my emotion or not, that is being thought out before it's said. And hopefully we can see, I think my wife came back into the room. Cheryl, do you have anything to add for the people?
Hello, everybody. No, not at this time. Greg got it. Go ahead.
Sometimes all you can do is woosah. Sometimes that's the best case scenario.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Woosah.
Sometimes the best thing you can do is woosah.
Absolutely.
Yes, a debate cannot be had. But anyway, we thank you for taking the opportunity, regardless of whatever side of the spectrum that you're on. There's no definitive right or wrong. There's no definitive saying that
everything that, regardless of my viewpoint, is wrong. And see, that's where it all stems from. Sometimes we want to be so concretely that my side is just the right side because that's what I am and what I'm going to do and what I'm going to say. And no, I'm not representing myself here right now saying that my thought is the end-all be-all. If anything, I want the debate. Through that debate, that's how you grow. Through the debate, you have the ability to intellectually see one side or the other, and even if it bridges that divide to, you know, inch you closer towards a middle ground, then that allows for miscommunication not to be present. But when you shut down and we become more inertly within ourselves, sometimes that can create situations that fester and become more detrimental. That's why we said miscommunication is the silent killer that we would like to see people eradicate. And I would love to, we'll probably continue on this subject, because there's many levels. There's many expressions. There's many thought parts. And it needs to be expressed from different sides. That's why we encourage people to call in, and we're going to probably continue on this topic, because miscommunication at times is such a detriment, and sometimes it can stem from just a situation that deals with the present. It's just dealing with the present. It's not going backwards, not even going forward. We're dealing with, wait, you said what? I just want to just allow that to sink in for a moment. Oh, that is how you feel? Oh, that's how you express? You're not realizing what you're expressing right now is kind of off. And when people cannot deliberately allow themselves to debate a subject, certain things could be off as well. So, as we say, as always, you have the ability to always follow us here on Facebook.com. I hope you enjoyed this spirited debate. It wasn't meant to be one-sided. It was meant to be thought-provoking. It was meant to be as expressive as possible, because through that, we all have the ability to grow. So like I stated, you have the ability to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Greg and Cheryl Clark. Also, if you're already on Facebook, like we stated earlier, you can just type in Gregory and Cheryl Clark, Clark with an E at the end, and you'll have the ability to like the page and follow us there. Also, for the Couples TV show, for this particular show, there's a page as well, the Couples TV show on Facebook, and you just type in those words, and you should be able to see us pop up. Also, if you have a Twitter handle, which we know most people do, you can follow us at Greg Cheryl Clark, without the E again, that's one long word, Greg Cheryl Clark, and Cheryl is with a C, not a S, so Greg Cheryl Clark, without the E, is our Twitter handle. You can go to Twitter, follow us, and we will do our best to follow you back. So since we have a couple of moments, Cheryl, do you have anything to say to the people before we leave?
Thank you for joining us today. We thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
And as always, we appreciate everyone who takes the time to join us here on this telecast, and you have the ability to hear it on different formats. And it's always about growth. It's always about moving forward. It's about getting to the point of certain situations and to be as hospitable as possible while going through that stuff. Sometimes you got to go through the muck to get to the clearing. I mean, not everything is always going to be clean and clear. And you understand that, then sometimes you have to get a little dirty before you can get clean. So on behalf of Cheryl Clark, my wonderful wife, and myself, Gregory Clark Sr., it's been a pleasure as always listening and sharing with you. And until next time, as always, we say peace in your heart, peace in your mind. And on top of that, we wish for you to breathe life and love daily. And by doing so, you have less of an opportunity to miscommunicate, and you will not allow a silent killer to infiltrate
your relationship. So again, you have the ability until the next time that we join you to follow us on those various sentiments and opportunities. And remember, breathe life and love. As again, you know, we say nothing but thoughts and prayers to everyone out there, especially for those young ladies in Nigeria. Peace.